This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote. The Biden administration is moving toward requiring nearly all foreign visitors to the U.S. to be vaccinated for the coronavirus. White House official telling the Associated Press Wednesday the requirement would come as part of the administration's phased approach to easing travel restrictions for foreign citizens to the country. Eventually, all foreign citizens entering the U.S., with limited exceptions, are expected to need to be vaccinated against COVID-19 to enter the United States. All travelers to the country, regardless of vaccination status, are required to show proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken within 3 days of air travel to here in the United States. Belarusian Olympic sprinter Kristina Tymonoskaya, who feared for her safety at home after criticizing her coaches on social media, flew into Warsaw Wednesday night on a humanitarian visa after leaving the Tokyo Olympics, according to a Polish diplomat. It's not clear what's next for the 24-year-old, either in her sporting life or personal one. The International Olympic Committee is investigating what led to her being removed from the Belarus team. Her husband fled to Belarus shortly after his wife said she would not be returning. And Poland has also offered him a visa. The Taliban condemned the United States Wednesday for what it described as a plain interference in Afghanistan by offering to resettle Afghan civilians with affiliation to international forces who could be targeted by the insurgent group. Washington announced the program that offers thousands of Afghan interpreters, translators, along with their families, a chance to relocate as refugees here in America via remote. This is VOA News. Amnesty International on Thursday accused Nigerian security forces of using excessive force and killing at least 115 people in a crackdown on separatist agitators in the country's restive southeast. Violence has flared in Nigeria's southeastern states this year, claiming the lives of 127 police or members of the security services, according to authorities. Some 20 police stations and election commission offices have been attacked so far, based on media reports. The Nigerian police could not immediately respond to the allegations. Nigeria has recently intensified a crackdown on separatist agitators, including the arrest and trial of their leaders. Here in the U.S., California's largest wildfire continued to grow Wednesday, while thousands of firefighters prepared for a tougher fight as dangerous weather returns. A red flag warning was issued through Thursday because of hot, bone-dry conditions with winds up to 40 miles per hour. That could drive flames through timber, brush, and grass, especially along the northern and northeastern sides of the Bass Dixie Fire. Firefighters were able to save homes and hold large stretches of the blaze. More than 20,000 firefighters and support personnel were battling 97 large active fires, covering nearly 3,000 square miles in 13 states, according to the National Interagency Fire Center. An overloaded van carrying 29 migrants crashed on Wednesday on a remote highway in the U.S. southern state of Texas, killing at least 10 people, including the driver, injuring 20 others, according to police. They say the driver lost control of the top-heavy van, which slammed into a metal utility pole. An investigation is underway into the identities of the victims. A surge in migrant crossing the border, migrants that is crossing the border illegally, has brought about an uptick in the number of crashes involving vehicles jammed with migrants who pay large sums of money to be smuggled into the country. Here in the U.S., crowds of bikers are rumbling their way toward the western state of South Dakota right now, raising fears that COVID-19 infections will be unleashed among 700,000 people expected to show up at the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. Rally starts Friday to become a haven for those eager to escape coronavirus precautions. Last year, hardly slowed down, with roughly 460,000 people attending the event. This year's rally is expected to be even bigger, despite concerns about the highly contagious Delta variant. I'm Michael Brown via remote, VOA News.